The orchestra that I have right now is called HITECH, which is an acronym for Histrionic Thought Experiment Cooperative. And basically the orchestra attempts to, there's 23 people, actually there's up to maybe 30 people in the group right now, but that's completely misleading. Our next gig, I'll be lucky if there's 20 people who show up for it. But and the most I've ever had for a gig has been 21 people. The least having been 15 people. An aspect of the way the group functions is that we are trying to communally conduct thought experiments, but with each individual coming up with different solutions to what the thought experiments are, which relates back to the whole thing that I was talking about earlier about solipsism and blah, 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 because one of the systems that we manage, the piece that we're performing, I call systems management, is a thing called Brain in a Vat, which is a reference to the classic philosophical thought experiment, the Brain in a Vat experiment, in which you try to imagine yourself as a brain in a vat instead of a brain in a skull, with all of the attendant ramifications of that.
And so you guys don't put down, you don't write a piece and then give everybody their chart. It all happens live intuitively, or?
Well, not necessarily intuitively, although it definitely has a relation to what Stockhausen called intuitive music.
But someone will say, here's like a line or motif I want people to play off of, so there's some direction.
No, there's the instruction of what the thought experiment is. It's a little bit complicated to get into because there's a wheel of fortune that gets spun, it lands on a number, there's a voting process that takes place, there's all sorts of things that can happen, so there's a lot that's going on at once.
I got you, yeah, oh, okay.
But the gist of it is that people are thinking about the same thing at the same time, but trying to render it physical through sound in whatever way they're inspired to do at the moment. And their inspiration can be very different from each other. So it's not through notated, to refer back to a term that I explained earlier. I find through notation to be extremely boring, even though it does help develop extreme discipline.
Yeah, that was good. So that leads right into these thinking questions.